think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And joining us on the line, as he often does on Tuesdays when we're lucky, is Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7 o'clock. Larry, how are you?
Good morning, Brian. Thank you.
All right, Larry. I absolutely detest, I absolutely hate with every fiber of my body this budget deal that has been negotiated to keep the government from shutting down next Friday. I think the Democrats won. I think the Republicans got rolled. And it is probably not much that can be done about it.
Wow, that's something. I love that. That's really
exciting. What do you think?
I couldn't get that excited about it myself. I don't know. I knew they'd figure out how to do it. I've been through a bunch of budget shutdowns, by the way. The Washington Monument will not fall. They're not that very really important. No entitlements are ever shut down. It's too bad Trump didn't get his border security money. I think that's right. But, it hadn't had any impact on Wall Street. Prices didn't go up. Prices didn't go down. And I just think that...
Well, but it's bigger than that. I mean, it's the $5 billion in additional domestic spending. It's continued funding of Planned Parenthood. It's continued subsidies for Obamacare. You didn't get any money to build the wall. You got a little money, perhaps, to help the military, which was desperately needed anyway, and that I don't think the Democrats really opposed that anyway. So, but I don't know that we got a whole lot out of this deal.
No, probably not, the way you describe it. You know, I must say, I hadn't paid that much attention to it. I mean... I think that the big budget coming up this fall for FY18, where Trump has proposed large-scale budget reductions from the baseline, not necessarily absolute cuts, but just from the ever-rising baseline, I think that's going to be much more important. And I really think the big issue for him right now is his tremendous tax reform package that was unveiled last Wednesday. That came from the campaign that myself and others worked on, and I think that really put an economic growth and tax cut marker in the sand that the administration was going to have its own plan. I think that was a tremendous thing. And my argument to, I was in the West Wing last week for a while visiting, and I said, you know, the most populist thing you can do, the absolute most populist thing you can do, is restore economic growth and prosperity to the whole country. And that's what you've unveiled, and you got to stay with it and get out there and sell it. That's my basic priority right now. I just don't think this CR will matter very much.
Well, I can tell you that we talked about it this morning with our listeners, and they called in and they are angry about this. Do you think that anger will subside if they can get this tax plan passed relatively quickly and start putting money back in people's pockets?
Yeah, that's a key point, Mary. And I think that the idea of putting money into people's pockets is very important. Sometimes we lose sight of that. And, you know, the New York Times headlines, you know, giving to the rich and taking to the poor, it's just, you know, nonsense. It's just utter nonsense. And by the way, upper-end people are going to lose a lot of valuable deductions in some of the large blue states. So I think that, you know, the biggest winners in this tax plan, particularly the business side, large and small business tax cuts going down to 15% marginal rate, the biggest winners actually are not rich people at all. It's actually middle income and lower middle income wage earners. And that's what the research has shown. And you've seen some of the Trump leaders like Steve Mnuchin go out there and mention that specifically. 70% of these business tax rate cuts, again, for large and small and so-called LLCs, will go to the wage earners. That's what the numbers actually show. That's a number Democrats do not want to deal with, and that's a number Republicans must emphasize, because they're the ones who have lost out on our uncompetitive tax system for the past 15 years, where real wages and productivity have barely increased.
Can the Republicans pull it together in to be able to pass this tax plan?
Yeah,
I just don't see them. They just seem so divided. It's like they can't get out of their own way.
Well, I think that the answer is yes, but I spoke to the Senate Steering Committee lunch. My buddy and I, Steve Moore, spoke to them last week, and one of the key points here is understanding that the so-called reconciliation process, 51 votes majority in the Senate, is key. You cannot let these rules, or they're actually not, I shouldn't use the word rules, they're conventions, they're traditions. You cannot let that stop. There's no reason why reconciliation can't be whatever you want it to be. And in particular, I want to emphasize this argument that if you increase the rate of economic growth from the 1.8% CBO baseline to something like 3%, which is still our historic, lower than our historic norm, but if you did that, you reap over $4 trillion of added revenues over the so-called 10-year period that the CBO tends to use. Some people want to stretch that period out. $4 trillion, the mother of all pay for it. So the increase in growth is absolutely vital to financing these tax cuts, and they should not let some arbitrary CBO conventions prevail. They don't have to do that. They need to play hardball.
Well, let me bring this thing full circle then, if I could, please. I agree with you about the tax cuts would be fabulous, and it would mean a lot to a lot of people, and it would absolutely juice the economy. Well, what gives you the confidence that they can get that done when Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House, and they got rolled by the Democrats in budget negotiations?
Yeah, well, I never saw much urgency in a big budget negotiation fight. I mean, the White House itself did not really press the border wall stuff. I mean, that was a tip to me that they just wanted to get through this. The bigger fish to fry, Brian, I'm sorry we may disagree on this, but I think tax reform, and I think, look, if they can get...
Yeah, but I mean, if they can't prevail in a simple budget negotiation, how are they going to prevail on tax reform?
Well, I think CRs are funny things. I mean, I think the overall budget resolution for 2018, which would kick in October 1st later this year, is really a much bigger deal.
All right, well, we're going to have to leave it
That's
there.
But policy stuff is really going
to
be.
But Larry, always a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks,
Larry.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.